It is time for sports after a break, mandated by the union for Mike Cossey for the Labor Day weekend. Let's bring him in. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So now, what percentage of your salary does your agent get?
The same as I get, zero.
Zero, that's right. 0% agency club. That's exactly right.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Nothing. That's exact. That's how right that is. All right. Now I've decided to give you a new nickname. A new nickname. Are you ready?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Do you remember in wrestling? And I know you remember. The Mouth of the South. Who was it?
Oh yeah. What the heck? Some kind of his last name was Hart.
Jimmy Hart. He was terrific. He would come on and just...
He had a bullhorn, though, didn't he?
He used a bullhorn sometimes, but sometimes he didn't use a bullhorn. But he just came in and he would just rattle off things in a row that would always agitate everybody. I mean, everybody. So when you were in the process of starting to send me texts, and I turned off my phone and I put it on this morning, and I saw that you had texted me like five more times.
No, I only sent you like three.
I've got five total texts on the phone. But anyways, regardless of that, I thought, you know, he reminds me of Jimmy Hart, the Mouth of the South. He just keeps going.
And he must have spoke the truth, too, then.
I don't know if it was. It's not a question of the truth. It's the funny way in which you do it.
I know.
It's the way in which you do it. It doesn't matter what you're saying. You have to understand, Jimmy Hart could have been talking Portuguese, and it wouldn't have mattered.
Hey, that's a good thing.
It is. That's why I bring it up. All right, so let's go to sports. First of all, it was so long ago, but maybe you can remind us how you did on racing over the weekend.
Oh, I don't know.
I know.
I have no idea.
That's right.
So I know Gunnevera ran second, and I did throw in Yoshida, so I wound up hitting that exacta that saved my butt for the day. So I don't think I could have done too well.
All right. So and now the meet's closed, right?
Thank God.
And now they go on to real racing, as you say, right?
No, Saratoga is about as real as you get. But I can't wait till Sunday. The live meet at Monmouth closes. That's the best.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about football.
Football? What's that? Soccer?
Football actually starts in 2 days.
Yeah, that's nice.
Tomorrow we have to
We got baseball hitting its full stride before the playoffs. Couldn't care less about the Prima Donna League.
But we got to set up because our picks, we have to start our picks on Thursday morning.
Well, I got it all set up. I put the NFL schedule for the week in the litter box. So whichever one gets hit the most, that's who I pick.
All right. So let's go on to baseball, speaking about litter box.
Another gem by DeGrom last night, and he didn't have his good stuff. He didn't have a lot of movement on his fastball, but he still only managed to give up two hits, an opening inning home run, and that was the only run that he gave up to the Dodgers. He fought brilliantly through six innings. Point in case, in the sixth inning, I think he threw close to 40 pitches, but the Dodgers scored no runs, and they only got one guy on, and there were a lot of 10, 11 pitch at bats in that inning for the Dodgers, but DeGrom stood fast. The Mets got an assist late in the game with a 3-run home run on a pinch hit, and the Mets beat the Dodgers last night 4-2. DeGrom's ERA sits at 1.6. An amazing statistic I saw regarding DeGrom. I can't remember exactly how many games it was, but for number's sake, let's just say in 135 starts, he only gave up one run or less like 63 times. That's amazing. 50% of his starts, he's only given up one earned run or less. And that's just a tremendous stat. I can't remember anybody doing that. And with the way that Scherzer got whacked around yesterday, just increased the possibilities of DeGrom taking home the Cy Young, which I think he should win hands down.
Oh Mike, unless something drastically crazy happens, I don't care that he plays on a lousy team. He's got to win the Cy Young.
Every time he walks out there, he knows if he gives up two runs, there's a pretty good chance he's going to lose, and he doesn't fold under it. And he is the most dominant pitcher in baseball this year by far. And the only thing that could not give him the award is his record, but that shouldn't be taken into consideration this year, not for him. I mean, a 1.68 ERA in the juiced up ball and whatever else you want to call it era, that's just amazing.
All right,
then you go to the other end of the spectrum with the Yankees, where their starting pitchers look like batting practice. After the long weekend, the Yankees, I believe, lost their series to the White Sox the end of last week, and then they split the series to the Mighty Tigers.
No, they won the series against the White Sox. They lost against the Tigers.
No, they split with the Tigers. I think they lost to the White Sox. They either lost or split with the White Sox, one or the other. And they split with the Tigers, two games apiece. Then they go to Oakland yesterday, and with the Yankee staff in disarray, every game is going to be an audition for the who gets to pitch to, against the A's in the one-game play-in. Well, you can take Sabathia off of that list because he looked god-awful yesterday. And when he wasn't getting hit, he was pouting because somebody made an error. He gave up six runs. The Yankees lost to Oakland 6-3 in a laugher.
All right. So where else do you want to go in sports?
We can stay with baseball. Like I said, that's all that counts. The Astros are back in form, winning 7 out of their last 10, 3 in a row. And Oakland just holds sway with them. They're still only 2.5 games behind. So the Mariners have fall way behind. They're about 7 games behind the A's. So it's looking more and more like it's going to be the Yankees-A's. And that's what you got this week. So this is going to be a prelude to the one-game play-in. And you have to remember now with Oakland, two of their top starters are on the DL, so the Yankees aren't seeing them. So if the Yankees continue to lose in Oakland without Oakland being able to pitch their best pitchers, it doesn't look good for the Yankees. Uh-huh. Cleveland's been getting beat up by everybody lately. I don't know what's going on out there. And the Red Sox are struggling. They're playing 500 ball, which is their first struggle of the year, but their lead looks insurmountable with about 24 games left in the season. They're up 8.5, and the way the Yankees are playing, they're not going to make 8.5 games up.
Oh, that's exactly right. All right, so we're pretty much set in baseball then, the way things are going right now.
Yeah, watched a little bit of college football last night, and Florida State has fallen off the map of respectability in college football. Florida State is right there probably with Rutgers now. So Florida State heyday is in the rearview mirror and doesn't look like it's coming back in the any near future. They were manhandled by Virginia Tech last night. They looked totally inept in offense, and their defense looked adequate at best. So that's one check mark you could put of a team that will not win a championship this year. And last night, Roger Federer, see you, buddy. He's out of the U.S. Open.
And how about Michigan State losing to Notre Dame? I mean, Michigan. Michigan losing to Notre Dame.
Michigan hasn't won a big game since Harbaugh's been there.
Yeah.
And he's starting to get some heat for it because I think he signed like the get out of jail free card was his contract. But Michigan, they haven't won a big game since he's been there, and there's no real judge on Notre Dame there because Michigan came back a little bit at the end. So we'll see what happens with that. I don't think Michigan's that good, and I don't think Notre Dame is as good as they looked either. Remember, Notre Dame, they looked like they were the second coming of the horsemen last year until they went to Miami and got lumped up. So Notre Dame plays a questionable schedule at best, and I don't think Michigan is as good as everybody thought they were.
All right, with all that being said, we'll check with you mañana.
Yep, the Yankee series continues tonight. It's on later. J.A. Happ, who was brought in and pitched some good games early for them, hits the mound tonight. See what happens with him out there in his audition to see who's going to pitch the playing game.
All right. We'll speak to you later.
Have a great day, guys.
I'm Mike Cosby with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.